This is Mike Osborne in the WMOT Newsroom. Well, they're not as popular as they used to be, but occasionally you do still come across an old-timey tent revival here in Tennessee. WMOT's Alexis Marshall happened upon one while on assignment up in the northeastern corner of the state.
It's close to sunset on a Thursday night in the sleepy town of Greenville, Tennessee, 70 miles east of Knoxville. A small congregation has gathered under a tent to listen to Pastor Shannon Sizemore deliver his first revival sermon midway through a week-long tent revival. I spoke with him briefly before he gave his message.
By the power of Jesus Christ, so we're just gathered together in fellowship and faith, just believing that somebody's going to be encouraged and somebody's going to end up in heaven tonight, young lady, and it might be you.
Tent revivals have been a staple of Southern Christianity for over a century. Dr. James Hudnut Bimler of the Vanderbilt Divinity School teaches the history of religion in America. He's also writing a book about contemporary Christianity in the American South.
A tent revival is a short-term opportunity for a congregation to reawaken their spiritual devotion to Christ and invite others to commit their lives to Christ for the first time.
And we get a little bit closer to God and get a little bit of word.
Hudnut Bimler says that tent revivals actually derived from a Scots-Irish tradition of holy fairs to prepare people for communion. They were brought to America by immigrants and evolved into evangelical events, especially popular in the American South. Hudnut Bimler says they hit their peak between 1890 and 1930. In the 1960s, when air conditioning became more widely available in churches, the revivals began to die out. Despite their long history, Hudnut Bimler says the revivals of today are very similar to those of the early 20th century.
We hear some of the same kinds of preaching, same kinds of singing. There are some new songs, but the old gospel message is still presented in remarkably the same fashion.
Fiery sermons are a staple of tent revivals. Hudnut Bimler says 20th century evangelist Billy Sunday was one of the first tent revivalists to gather a national following.
And I'll fight the saloon from Home Warrior to Hoboken, and I'll kick it as long as I've got a foot, and I'll fight it as punch it.
As I sat listening to the Greenville revival, evangelist Shannon Sizemore evoked similar themes.
Your church, your home, your government, whatever, it might be out of control, but I assure you, he's on the throne and he's running things.
In the era of mega churches with large praise bands, Hudnut Bimler says he doubts that tent revivals will ever return to their former glory. However, he does think that they will continue for at least another generation because of their importance to the history of some congregations.
The tent itself, as a forum for faith, is up against the modern building in which some pretty significant forms of preaching and music are also vehicles towards believers finding their way to Christ.
On the other hand, there are some things you can only find in a tent. For WMOT, I'm Alexis Marshall.